Hi, I'm Leah LaChapelle, author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and host of Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I am dedicated to the transforming of human consciousness on planet Earth in our lifetime. So trust, know, be, and do the process as we unzip reality. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I'm Leah LaChapelle, and we are doing some more unzipping of reality because it's just so much fun. So, us love us, everyone. Come on in. The water's great. It's time to play. It's time to enlarge and enliven our arena of play, our realm. And so this is how we do it. We have a conversation and we look at things from all different perspectives. So we're all evolving right now, whether we know it or not. Every single one of us is evolving. And you might say, oh, it doesn't feel like I'm evolving. Trust me, we are evolving. And my awakening coaching is it's such an honor to be able to offer that, because people want to be self-empowered. And I can't empower anyone. All I can do is suggest that they open a new door and see what is there. And when they do it themselves, and we all do it together, that's when unzipping reality makes a lot of sense. So reality is now sufficiently unzipped. We've been doing this unzipping for many, many years, some of us our entire lifetimes. And now we can see the portal. It's open. So, hey, come on in. Let's step through and be who and what we really are. Let's do it together. Now, today, let's have a little bit of fun. Oh, gosh, we always have fun on this show. I would like to talk about the importance of our being. And so we're entitling this broadcast to be or not to keep being a bee, like a buzz buzz bee. So, you know, that's a play off of Hamlet, Act 3, Scene 1, Shakespeare. And Hamlet says, to be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them. And it goes on. But yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're going to be talking about, why are we all so busy like bees, buzzing around, buzz, 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 bzzz, bzzz. Yeah, you get it? So I have to acknowledge that there is a particular movie, a film that I just absolutely love for many reasons, and it's a Wachowski sibling film. It's called Jupiter Ascending. And I'm not going to go into that in depth, maybe on another show, or I've already done an exploratory article on that. But the question is, why is everything the way it is? Now, the Wachowski siblings used this context of bees magnificently. Oh my gosh, they are such masters, these filmmakers. And so there's a lot in Jupiter Ascending about bees. And so what is all that pointing to? Well, we humans have been colonized like bees. Now, don't worry, this is not going to be a negative show. We're not just going to stare into all of that rabbit hole. We're just trying to get to where we are, all right? We cannot deny this. We have been colonized. And who has colonized us? Well, that's an entire show. Just suffice it to say that we live on Earth in a society that has become like a beehive because there are custodial keepers that are in control. And they are off-worlders in cooperation and collaboration with on-planet human beings that have been co-opted and compromised. So that's just the way it is. But you know what? Okay. Let's just agree that that's what we've got going on here. So now what? Well, looking at our situation, we can understand why we seem to have this kind of a hive mind where everybody wants to be the same and we're all serving this royalty, whatever that is. You know, bees serve their royal queen. So it seems that this setup is all in favor of these off-planet keepers, kind of like beekeepers. We're kind of like the bees. They're kind of like the beekeepers. And you know why beekeepers keep bees. What do they want? They want the honey, of course. And so humans are unknowingly producing some sort of an energetic resource, kind of like hive honey. And it benefits our keepers, and it keeps us subjugated. We're the drones, we're the workers, we're the ones that have to set our alarm clocks, we're the ones that have to put the gas in the car, drive to work, or turn on the computer all day long for a paycheck. Okay? This is what we've got going on here. Unacceptable. We're at the end of that story. No more of that story. And we are the ones to write a different narrative. We don't choose to be subjugated as drones and worker bees anymore while these royal governors make off with all the goods. And most Earth inhabitants, let's face it, are completely oblivious to my aforesaid statements. The way that we're harnessed and the way that we're just buzzing in busyness here in this lower plane of awareness. Have you ever noticed that the word busy is spelled B-U-S-Y, yet it's pronounced with a Z, busy? And how about business? Business. Yep, 21st century humans are busy as bees, as they say. Isn't that interesting? So we have been actually programmed this way. We've been programmed to value busyness and business, especially here in America. You know, we have that very strong work ethic, and it's been drilled into us. So our energy is being utilized. It's a resource, and we have masters that rule over us. And it's all at our expense. Now, this starts out very, very early in life. Remember spelling bees? Remember that? And, you know, some mommies and daddies dress up their babies as bumblebees at Halloween or something like that. I mean, these overseers that are ruling over us are addicted to whatever it is that we are producing energetically. And so we are now waking up. We are waking up, hey, we no longer wish to serve the hive caste system. And we're fine, thank you. We have no more need of custodial beekeepers. Now, you might say something like, holy colony collapse disorder, Batman. What if our keepers tell us to back off? What if they tell us, you can't tell us what to do? Go mind your own beeswax. Har har. What if they, like, get a bee in their bonnet? Sorry for the puns. Can't resist. Our brains are programmable and have been likened, actually, to a honeycomb matrix. Folks, we've got to come out of denial. This is just fact. So now we're beginning, just barely beginning, to break our fear programming. Now we're starting to know who we are. And listening to programs such as Unzipping Reality here on metaphysicaltalkradio.com, thank goodness for it, and many, many other voices and many, many other programs are outing us. We're there. We are at the I Am. We remember who we are. We're starting to align with the natural design of well-being for all, everyone, instead of this artificial scheme. So what we need is sheer numbers of beings who have broken their fear programming, who know who they are, who choose to be their being and not be busy, busy bees for the pleasure of our overlords. And here's some really good news. You're going to hear this a lot from me because I need to say it. We have interplanetary helpers standing by who are waiting for us to show forth, to stand forth, bring it on, beyond fear. We got to go beyond fear. They are not going to pull us out. It's like, oh, here, let me usher you over this fear threshold. Nope. Got to step over that threshold ourselves. But once we do that, then they will assist us. They will boldly assist us. We're not going to know it until then, because then we wouldn't be evincing our own selves, our own species, our own capability to show forth and stand forth beyond fear into this love, into this oneness, into this abundance, and I could go on. But what we're doing is we are ending the human hive caste system. Are you ready to do that? Or have you grown so used to it that you don't really want to be bothered with developing something new? Now, if that's your choice, that's fine. No one's going to judge you for that. But those of us who are intrigued by this, those of us who have been waiting for this trigger to flip, this switch to trip, that's who I'm talking to. So it is time to birth the new planetary reality of freedom for humanity. So back to this marvelous film, Jupiter Ascending. It has a very strange emphasis on bees. Very strange indeed. And I choose to emphasize that when we stop being buzz, 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 and start being our I Am, then we will claim our planet as the sovereigns that we are. We will claim the sovereignty for our planet, and our planet will belong to us. So I'm in great appreciation of the bee metaphor, to be or not to keep being bees. I'm sure Shakespeare is laughing right now. I mean, that has been churned every single way imaginable, and this is just one more. But hey, we are busy people. I'm busy. I'm totally busy. And I've got a lot going on. Just today, it's been incredible. Some of the face-to-face meetings that I've had today so that I could show up here at the prescribed time and do this fun show. I'm busy, just like you. Trust me. So I just want to look at this word busy a little bit because people do complain about it. It's like, oh, I'm so busy. You hear things like, I've been busy as a bee today. And you know what that translates as? This is what I'm imagining. It translates something like, you know, hardly anything I've been doing today has been meaningful or fulfilling. In fact, a lot of what I've done is just buzzing around as a system, drone, or worker bee. I'm just trying to keep up with bureaucratic regulations because as an earthling, my home planet has been colonized and I've been programmed with a hive mind so that my energy provides quality and delicious elixir for my keeper's benefit. I'm busy. Okay, now this is tongue-in-cheek. But I say these things to grab our attention. Is there anything here that you can grab onto? Is this what you choose? Now, I'm not saying quit your job. I'm not saying don't pay your bills. I'm saying continue to do that. And this is an attitude. This is a way of being inside that busy as bees context. Now, if you don't like being compared as a human being to drones or worker bees, and you don't like our earth being likened to a colony or a hive, and you don't like knowing that it's controlled by keepers, if all of that is unsettling to you, good. It's very unsettling to me. Extremely so. And so, if you don't choose to be busy as a bee anymore, and you'd like to disengage from the systematized slave hive, at least energetically, try realigning your energy to a different vibration. A vibration, a life vivifying vibration. Anyway, it's just a thought that we could, and this is just playfulness because I don't really think anyone's going to do this, but it's just kind of opening the realms of possibility. What if we just dropped that word busy because it's too buzzing and it's like, I want a non-buzzing word. I'm tired of describing my productivity with a buzzing word that's busy, buzzing. How about a new word, Vivi? Vivi. How about shifting our energy from busy to Vivi? How about transmuting the hive vibration and making the vibration of our choice, our natural home? If I were to say, I'm really Vivi today, I mean, no one's really probably going to say that. I don't know. It could catch on. I've coined other words, but this is just for us to get the frequency, how ingrained these words are into our mental faculties, the buzziness. So I'm really Vivi today could mean that I'm really living my life to its fullest. I'm sovereign because I know who I am. I'm free. I'm free. I'm a vivified being. I'm not busy anymore. I'm not a part of the hive anymore. Wow. That would be quite a shift, wouldn't it? Well, think of this. I'm just pulling, okay? I'm just pulling things from the ethers. You know when someone, in a cartoon is sleeping? What's the little bubble that they put when someone's sleeping? It's Z's, right? It's Z's when they're snoring. They call that onomatopoeia, I think. When you have the letters that formulate the sound, that's onomatopoeia, and it's Z's. So I got to go catch some Z's. You know, it's still this buzzing thing. I saw a film the other day, and it was a futuristic film, and in this futuristic apocalyptic world, dystopian, it was against the law to not sleep, because you had to sleep to be a good worker bee, so to speak. So you had to go catch your Z's. They didn't say it like that, but that was the basic premise. So Vivi has a high energy sound vibration, and it doesn't make you think of sleeping. There's no undercurrent of sleep there. You think of thriving and being vivified. So we should really take a look, or we can. We don't should anything, but we can invite ourselves to take a brand new look at what we've always called business, also like busyness, business, and shift the vibration of business into vividness, and vivify our life and shift into a higher plane of awareness and the sovereign presence, and then present your true self to the world. So, okay, Leah, all this sounds great. Yeah, that's fun and games. Okay, great, we get it. But how do we go from being to being? Well, shifting out of busy beingness into the fifth dimensional vivified living, begin to imagine. Oh, so powerful. Imagine and engender lovingly, reaching out to our planetary community, and with resolve, delivering the message powerfully, respectfully, and consciously. Here's the message. We are all self-determining. We are all royal sovereigns. And since we are no longer in a hive mind, we no longer need a queen bee. So, fifth dimensionality presented to our earthly governors so that our galactic keepers will take notice when we comport ourselves in awareness, aware beings that we are, and staying calm, very, very important, and firm on this. We talk about the lion and the lamb, okay? You can have the strength of the lion with the gentleness of the lamb. You can have the ferocity of the lion just standing there, and the nonviolence of the lamb just standing there. You can have both. You are both. We are all of that. So when we inform, notice I said we, all of us in this conversation, and thank you so much for being in this conversation. When we can inform a significant portion of humanity to come out of this spell, of this hive spell, and when we begin to no longer be divided, and we begin to validate, love that word, validate, I use it a lot, handy dandy word, validate the evolutionary role of the beekeepers, the hive keepers, our custodians, then the pyramid of control, that whole paradigm, will begin to dissolve because it will now be obsolete. We are new humans. Get used to it. And this isn't about looking for ways to retaliate for all the past. Come out of that grievance, please. There is no room for past grievances. What we will do, I hope you're sitting down for this, but when we get to this place where the new paradigm prevails and the old paradigm and the dysfunction of it and the separation and the pain of it, the violence, begins to dissolve because it is obsolete. When we get to that place, we will invite our former guardians to stand down, and that is when the off-planet custodians will disengage and depart. It's wondrous. I know it's hard to believe, but nature is waiting for us to take our natural place in this galactic community. It's very, very natural. It's just that we are the ones to do it. No one else is going to come and do it for us. No one. It's time to grow up, and it's time to graduate. It's time to see those off-planet controllers vamoose, take off, adios. Hey, it's been great. It's been kind of hell mixed in with heaven. It's both here. I mean, I don't think anyone can deny it. It's both. And it's going to be absolutely divine when we get to see that occur. How about having that occur in our lifetime? I don't say that lightly. I don't say that to be cute. I don't say that to sell you anything. I'm saying that to engage us into imagining the possibility that this could all happen in our lifetime. Now, we do entertain the possibility of everything going to hell in a handbasket, like tomorrow. You know, our economy and disease and airstrikes. You know, I mean, all this. It could happen tomorrow. How about entertaining the idea, imagining that our world could shift tomorrow on our watch? So to be naturally the I am, or do you want to keep being a busy bee? That is the question that I am asking today, courtesy of William Shakespeare, To Be or Not to Be. So it's a major wake-up call. This is some true unzipping. And it's just a joy to be able to look at life from all different perspectives. Oh my goodness, this world is so creative. It is extraordinary to be alive and to come out of the hive mind long enough to look in the mirror and to love what you see there. Try it. That's where we've got to start. So I'd like to continue along this theme. It's a little exercise. On a previous broadcast, I was sharing about the magic of being what I call a prevelator. A prevelator is one who, you know, it's a combination. It's an intentional revealer, revealing oneself in the oneness of the human family and revealing that quality that is vibrationally prevalent within. So you're getting it, huh? It's the revealing and the prevailing. It's all happening on the inside. So let's do some vibrational imagination. Let's use our imagination with some vibrations. Vibrations. This will invite us to come out of the zzz, buzz, and into the life-giving, vivifying, creative gratitude of being alive on this planet at this time. So we'll do this as revelers of the prevalence within. First of all, we need to lift the holographic veil. And we do this with our conscious presence. It's kind of like when you go to a movie, you know that you're in a movie, right? You know it's not real, right? Well, that's what we got to do. We got to show up inside the movie and realize that it's a hologram. Lift that veil. Something else, remember and revive the best of the prevail, V-E-I-L, the prevail, like unlifted veil, the pre-unlifted veil times, and lay the foundation for a reality beyond time itself. Get rid of that buzzing, that busy bee thing, and usher in a wave of post-veil good times and fresh, important discoveries for all. Just relax into the vibration. And don't merely call for peace. That's been done. Still waiting for it, still watching for it. But reveal peace. You reveal it. Reveal it through yourself the next time you have an opportunity. Reveal it through you, subtly, powerfully, and eclipse whatever the annoying vibration is. Eclipse it. Release the valve of victimization for the human family. When we all get this frequency, this vibrational frequency, we will show up. We will show up as peace, not calling for peace, not demanding peace, not insisting on peace, but being peace. Not as a busy bee, but as a vivified human being. You know, everything is energy, and it's time that we began to embrace that and live accordingly. How about we raise the level of the playing field for all involved? Let's raise the level to a higher level. We can do this. We can do this. We are purveyors. We can do this. The old paradigm is begging to be taken to a higher level. We're cratering here, okay? We know it. Let's stop talking about it and let's us show up as it. And in so being, it's done. It's done. Increase the numbers and it's done. So it's kind of like if you want to go to the next conscious elevation, hey, you can go the stairs if you want to, if you need a workout. Take the elevator. Take the elevator. Why not? Go to the next elevation. Take the elevator and just get there somehow. But however you get there, get there. Get there any way that makes you feel alive and humble. And smile. Smile. When you think, and you imagine how blessed this life is without the controlling factor of fear ruling over us, that should bring a smile to your face. And so it is. So it's a choice. We're here. We are raising the vibrational frequency beyond the baseline of fear. And we're doing it for ourselves and offering that to others. It's so much fun. So much fun. I just had one of those encounters right before I stepped up to this microphone. Just barely got here in time, actually. But it was important, and I made time. And having these face-to-face meetings are imperative. That's how people get our vibration. So we're here to pave the way by caring for the environment. Yeah, nature is relevant. I hope you're still with me in this little exercise of vibrations that bring forth the new paradigm. Paving the way. We're talking about free energy and abundance for all. This is what we do. How do we do it, Leah? By doing more research. Just do more research if you want to. But what I'm suggesting is you begin to vibrate it. Vibrate it. Don't take orders from other people. You just vibrate it. It's what you came here to do and be. How about this? I know many of you will know what I'm talking about when I refer to the 1111 phenomenon. 1111. This is the consciousness that opens. It's an open portal. And it's like zero point energy is there. It's the no thing. It's the empty space between the two ones. And that's the point of manifestation. It's the point of creation. This is a phenomenon that has swept the world. People seeing the digital readout 1111, 1111. You see it on license plates. You see it on receipts. You see it on your clock. You see it everywhere. 1111. And I have people that text me, oh, I was just texting you. I noticed it was 1111. Cool. You know, I mean, it's just a place to have a respite. It's a refreshing oasis. It's just a place to stop, take inventory, breathe, and remember who we are together. Nobody is alone. Nobody is on their own. We're all in this together. You do need to do it distinctively, as only you can, and we will all be there with you. And then there's the judgment thing. Yeah. Observe. Observe without judgment. You know, we can drop the judgment when we learn how to You might want to write this down because you might forget it. This is so awesome. Reinterpret. Oh no, my brother-in-law was an ass at dinner. He was just an ass. He drank a whole six pack. He was just an ass. He ruined our whole dinner. Well, be that as it may, find a new vantage point. I'm not saying let him off the hook. I'm saying for you, find a way to reinterpret that so that you are not disempowered. Yeah, he just ruined it for everybody. And I worked so hard on that dinner and everybody just sat there and just let him go on. How disempowered. It's time we're in our own lives, our real personal lives, to find ways to approach our dilemmas so that we are empowered. And so that we don't turn into an ass like the brother-in-law. Okay? So I'm not letting anybody off the hook here. We must maintain loving kindness and spiritual intelligence. And we can observe without or beyond judgment. I'm just saying. Learn how to appreciate the importance of the contrasting roles that everyone is playing around you. The drunk brother-in-law that spoiled your dinner there at the family dinner, why is he in your life? He's in your life for a reason. Start asking new questions. Start asking what might be possible. Start asking how you can reach out, how you can be in your standing, immovable in loving kindness, and also reinterpret that whole scenario so that your dinner party has meaning, real meaning. So if you want more than that, I mean, that's a coaching call. And awesome, let's do that. So if you want to be an 11er and go beyond the veil, that is how to advance our evolution. When you've got something good over here, you got something bad over there, it's like everything's bad. No, it's not. Overlap the bad with the good. You'll find this cool little area of overlap. That's where you want to be. You don't want to be way over there in the judgmental good, arrogant, looking down on people. You don't want to be over there, everything's bad. You want to be in that overlapping place where you have the ability to interpret what is going on in a way that makes a difference, at least for your own self. It's time that we act as the leaven that causes the whole lump of dough to rise. That's how we evolve into one loaf of accord. Now, there's going to be diversity. That's a good V word sound. And you're going to bump up against the enslaved enslaver victim mentality when you start saying, I want to evolve. I choose to evolve. I see the one loaf of accord. I'm the leaven that's causing it to rise. Yes, this feels fantastic. Bring in the diversity. There's everything in that dough. Let it be. I'm telling you, it's really fun. You'll live a lot longer, and you'll be a whole lot happier. So alleviate the last vestiges of the predatory realm. Those guys are a bunch of prevaricators. We don't use that word so much. We usually just say liars. But they prevaricate. They lie. They deceive. They see that the collective is vulnerable and that it's their prey. And it's their own private hive. It's kind of like their own veal or Vienna sausage. So, coming in for a landing here, weaving the inner feeling of divine wholeness. You knew I was going to get to divine, didn't you? This whole conversation is a divine appointment. It's a divine conversation. We get to weave vitality into the fabric of everyday life so that there's value and that we get to convey our message as self-evident. Self-evident! Whoever put those two words together first, I mean, that is in the Declaration of Independence. Self-evident that all men are created equal. Self-evident. Everyone knows the jig is up. It's just, hey, I'm not sure how to do this now. How do I do this again? Okay, get out of the busyness. Let go of that hive mentality. Don't be afraid. The controllers have been doing this for a long, long time. And yes, the hour is short. It is true. This time is drawing to a close when we will have as much opportunity as we do today. This is why I open my mouth in this context. And this is why I do my best to model these things. And I'm going to be bringing on some marvelous guests on Unzipping Reality that will express differently than I do, and that will be refreshing for all of us. And I so appreciate this opportunity to teach. It's what I love to do. Love, love, love. So we are weavers of a divine wholeness, a divine reality. It is self-evident. And I'm asking us all to validate the past, reveal the present, and avatar the future. Let's do it again. Validate the past, reveal the present, and avatar the future. Wow! We get to be avatars? I thought that was just for the avatars. Yes, we get to be avatars. The only thing preventing you is you. And so you're not going to go from 0 to 100 in a day. Just build up, keep practicing, and one day you will be standing in your full standing with another being, and it will be self-evident that you are that avatar. So please don't give up. Keep continuing. We've all been doing this work for a long time, and none of us could do it on our own. The only reason we are having this conversation today is because of all of us doing the work. There's just one. It's just oneness. It's coming to the surface, bubbling to the surface. It's fabulous. So I am recommending that we revel in self-respect. Revel in it. Revel in the self-love. Always, at all times. Whether you're viewing the past, viewing the present, or previewing the future. Revel in it. How fun is that? Absolutely amazing. So here we go. We are valiantly unraveling heaven and the devil and the desolation as humanity comes out of galactic hibernation. Humanity is not doomed. There's not going to be one fatal event that causes our future to never arrive. The two halves are becoming whole. The two halves have always been whole. They just haven't known it yet. Serve as beloved new paradigm valets. Think of yourself as being available for linkage, new paradigm linkage, wherever you are, regardless of what division appears to be happening on the planet. We are all invited. We can realize that there will be varieties of disclosure coming from, quote, out there, and there will be pivotal revelation from in here. It will be a visceral revelation. It will make a visceral difference. It will come from within, this pivotal revelation. Don't be fooled by all these varieties of disclosure. Those are out there. Don't look to that. Do not look to that. Look for the divine revelation that comes only from within. Uncover your inner divine vortex. It's there. Oh, I don't know, Leah. I don't ever really feel it. Sometimes when I go to workshops or meditation, I can kind of feel it. It is there. It's there. Embrace it. All of us have a divine inner vortex where we can avail and develop our latent abilities. Guys, we are going to need these new abilities. We're going to need some more amperage. We're going to need some added voltage. It's like opening the door of the cage. Let that bird fly. It's time. Fly. So vocalizing. Very important to vocalize the facts about Earth's resources. Okay, they've been commandeered by these dark opportunists. There are rivals. It's time to revoke their right to do so. What we need to do is we need to generate a new reality of thriving and enveloping peace that activates from within. This is a lot better than being busy bees vibrating in a way that thrives and envelops peace, activating from within. We need you. We need you to do it for you, and we need to do it for the us that we are. Receive. Receive. If all you're doing is giving out, that's not it. We have to learn how to receive. We need to learn how to cooperate. So receive advisement and become our soul. This is the most important context I can imagine for this message. Receive advisement from our soul in the knowing of what it is to be relevant in the oneness, and somehow do this on many levels and being relevant to all. We are here to form covalent bonds with others that will take our community to a higher octave. We're vibrating as sovereigns who are here to help people to evaluate the old and new paradigms with veracity and levity. Are we all going to miss all the pomp and the drama? Are we going to miss it all? I don't think so. I don't think so. This is just sheer joy. Sheer joy. So we have talked about an awful lot on this broadcast about our choice to be or not to continue to buzz around as busy bees. We are one, and we are proving it. We're living it. We're vivifying it into existence. Are we ready to be those prevelators, that new archetype? We may not be ready. You know what? It's okay. Let's just keep making the choices to prevelate anyway. Let's keep doing it. Let's keep being our being. Well, that is it for Unzipping Reality, the Fourth Awakening. I invite you to my website, fearorlove.com. My awakening coaching is waking up to me. Awakening coaching. It's all about emerging into this new paradigm. Again, I'm Leah LaChapelle. Oneness happens. It's the great letting go and letting in with allowance and balance. So trust the process. Know the process. Be your I am being in the process. And do the process as we unzip reality. Bye-bye, everyone.